Happy Tuesday morning, everybody. Tuesday, December 6, 2022. It's the Best at Sea Cruise and Travel News Update podcast. I have to get somebody to record just that word, podcast, for December 6, 2022. And it's brought to you by The Snood Factory. www.thesnoodfactory.com, your home for Made in USA clothing to keep your pooches and your puppies warm. Tom Drake here. We are at sea on our way to St. George's, Grenada. I am told it's the Spice Island. I don't know. I don't really know much about spices, and it doesn't interest me. I don't even use salt my whole life. But if you're interested, you can Google it and find out what spices they have there. I'll leave that up to you. I'm not putting it in the update. But I will tell you, yesterday, our stop in Bonaire was so lovely. The weather was perfect. The temperature was right. The water was calm. There wasn't a lot of wind, which is unusual for Bonaire. But I will tell you, I learned that Bonaire is a Dutch word for under construction or obstacle course. Or why don't you come back when we get the place finished? Everything in Bonaire yesterday was tore up. Roads, they're building buildings. There's cranes, there's dump trucks, there's dust. Plus, P&O Cruises Britannia came in at the same time as we did, and that's about 3,000 British guests, which translates to 1.2 million tattoos, because that age group, demographic, they all have 3, 4, 5 tattoos. There was more ink on the ship than you could find in a Staples office warehouse, I'm telling you. But we shared it. It was crowded, but the weather was spectacular, and just a nice breeze, and it was a good stop in Bonaire. Before we get to the update, as always, we talk about what happened on this day. This one is a little close to home for me because I have a very close friend who did receive a heart transplant. Back in 1967, Adrian Kantrowitz, Dr. Kantrowitz, performed the first human heart transplant in the U.S. Now, that's in the U.S. Christian Barnard had performed it in South Africa 3 days earlier. Christian Barnard's patients survived almost for the day. Dr. Kantrowitz, not that long. This was so experimental back in the 60s. I mean, the whole concept of a heart transplant, and the patients that accepted the risk, you know, they really had no choice because their heart was so far gone. The end was near anyway, so they sacrificed themselves for modern medicine. Of course, my good friend, he received it. I should know this. It's got to be 16, 18 years ago. He's still doing great, and it's really quite a story because before you're given a heart, they actually talk to you. First, they talk to your spouse or partner, and they ask a lot of personal questions like, you know, is your partner, your husband, suicidal? No. Does he use drugs? No. And then after they talk to the wife or the partner, I'm being politically correct here, after they talk to the wife, they talk to the husband. And they sat my friend down, and they asked, are you suicidal? And he said, no. And they said, well, we met your wife. How come? That's a long way for that joke. He uses it in his act, but I wrote it. All right, let's get out from under this. Let's get to what's happening on this day. It's about new builds. By the way, I forgot to mention this. I mentioned P&O Cruises Britannia was in port with us. They have a new mega monster coming out next February. It's called the Arvia. And they announced that they will christen that ship in Barbados. And it will be the first beachside ceremony. Okay, I'm getting so confused by the cruise industry. You know, it's a cruise ship. The cruise ship's in the water, okay? How the hell are you gonna, what are they gonna, beach it? How are you gonna christen the ship? No, what they're doing is they're putting a big show on the beach in Barbados, and they're bringing in, it's P&O, so it's British. They're bringing in some of the top English performers or UK performers and presenters, and they'll all be there, and this whole show will be broadcast globally as they christen the ship. But the ship's not going to be there. The ship's going to be in the dock. How can it be there? It has to be in port. So unless there's a beach nearby and you can point at it, but actually Paul Ludlow, he's the boss over there. It's not a bad idea because everybody's going to tune in to watch the performers, and maybe they'll decide, why not? Let's take a cruise. It's a good idea, a good way to promote a cruise ship. But I just found it kind of unusual that we're going to christen the ship on the beach. How the hell are you going to put it on the beach there, Paulie? Speaking of christenings, MSC's new build, the Seascape, arrived in New York City yesterday. It will be christened in the Big Apple. After its christening, it will go to Miami, where it will sail out of Miami for a Caribbean season. But it's being christened in New York so they can celebrate the fact that next year, the MSC Miraviglia will home port out of New York. I've mentioned it in previous updates. MSC will have three ships in Miami, one ship in Port Canaveral, and one ship in New York. They are going after the Norwegian Cruise Line, Royal Caribbean Celebrity. Well, it's mostly Princess, Royal Caribbean, and Norwegian in Fort Lauderdale, Miami. They're going after that with their five big mega ships. The Miraviglia carries 5,700 guests. This new Seascape carries 5,100, almost 5,200 guests. It will be christened at the Manhattan Cruise Terminal, and the godmother for the 18th time will be Sophia Loren. I guess if it ain't broke, don't fix it. You know what I mean? If you can get Sophia, and she still looks pretty good, I'll tell you what. I probably shouldn't say that. My wife listens to this update. Hey, you know, for an old broad, she looks nice. Anyway, she'll be the godmother for she's the godmother of 18 ships. She can sail anywhere around the world and not pay a dime, because if you don't know, if you become a godmother or godfather or God bless you, you get to sail for free on that ship. So, anyway, the Seascape christened this weekend, and then it'll make its way to Miami. I read this story and I had to roll my eyes, because it's about the U.S. federal government, which couldn't be is less efficient than fill in the blank. You can come up with anything. Less efficient than anything. The DHS, the Department of Homeland Security, have announced that they are postponing the implementation of the Real ID Act of 2005. You ready for this? The Real ID Act of 2005. This was a law that they put together that you would have to go get Real ID. I can't figure this out. I read this for 2 hours. What do you mean, go get Real ID? What the hell were you using before that? In order to fly, you need Real ID, and it has to be ID compliant to the federal government. Take that. Anyway, so what happens is you're supposed to go to the Department of Motor Vehicle and get Real ID, but I know you're going to find this to be a big shock. The Department of Motor Vehicle are a little behind schedule right now because of the pandemic. They've been behind schedule since the first day they opened. In fact, I'm a bladder cancer survivor, and when you're fighting a bladder cancer, they use something called BCG. It's a live bacteria that's actually put into your bladder. I won't describe how it gets there. And my first time visiting the Moffitt Cancer Center, I'll never forget it. It's a live bacteria, so you have to be really careful. It's bacteria. And so it goes into your bladder, and then you void it, which is the medical term for taking a leak. And I'm by myself, long story. It doesn't matter. So I'm laying there. The nurse comes in, and she's asking me questions, and it has to stay in your bladder for 2 hours. That's the deal. It must stay in your bladder for 2 hours. You can't void it early. Otherwise, it doesn't work. So the nurse asked me, are you going to be with us for a whole 2 hours? I said, nah, I'm just going to get a tank of bacteria, and I'm going to head home. I'm about an hour and 15 minutes away to Kissimmee. And she got all panicky. She's all, oh, sir. I said, I know. It's live bacteria. For some reason, I have to void it early. I brought bleach with me because you have to treat the urinal after you use it. And I said, I already know where I'm going to stop. She goes, where would you stop? I said, I'm stopping at Department of Motor Vehicle. If there's anybody that deserves a nice live bacteria. The woman almost fainted. I said, I'm just kidding. I'm a comedian. Anyway, if you're worried about getting your Real ID to fly, this thing drives me crazy too. You can go get TSA PreCheck, and that might work. Here's the thing. I don't understand when I'm flying why there are so many people in TSA PreCheck with driver's licenses. That tells me that they've never traveled. TSA PreCheck should only be for people with passports. People that travel all the time, because these goobers get in the pre-check line and they don't know you don't have to take your shoes off and your belt off and empty your backpack or whatever. You're in the pre-check. Come on, goober, move it along. But instead we have baby carriages and kids, and they all got their driver's license, and I'm standing there with Global Entry and Passport and TSA Pre and all the others. I'm going, why the bother? Anyway, if you're worried about getting Real ID, they pushed it back now. You don't need it until May 7th, 2025. Up till then, you can use your fake ID. Welcome to the U.S. federal government. Speaking of airlines, Delta Airlines, according to Travel Weekly, has reached a tentative labor agreement with their pilots. The pilots at Delta have been working without a contract for 3 years, and they've been negotiating, and they've been very good about it, and they threatened to strike, but you can't strike because then the president gets involved. But they have reached a tentative agreement, and that they'll be receiving an 18% raise on the date the new contract takes effect. That's a chunk of money. Followed by a 5% raise the following year and 4% raise each of the 2 years after that. Okay, do the math. 18, 23, Oh my, yeah. They're going to get like a 40% raise in four years. Hang on to your credit cards, kids. How much is that going to cost when you go to fly now? I hope they set aside some money for a problem I have that many people are suffering from nowadays. It's called CBBS. You probably have never heard of it. Can't Be Bothered Syndrome. I see this all the time when you're dealing with people and they just can't be bothered. What drives me, not crazy, I'm already crazy. When I get on a plane, I want to hear the pilot. I want the pilot to come on. I want him to tell me his name. I want to hear his voice. I want to make sure he's not snorting helium and going, "Hey, I'm the pilot." Then I want to hear, how bumpy is the takeoff going to be? Is it going to be bumpy during the flight? When it's going to be bumpy? Not to relax. We've got a comfortable 7-hour flight. You don't hear them anymore. They can't be bothered. I get on a plane, if the pilot comes on, it's so soft, you can't hear him. And of course, the flight attendants know that, but they can't be bothered either. You think they'd go up and say, "Hey, you want to try it again? Talk into the mic next time? What are you, 30 years doing this?" Look, I don't begrudge them the money. I wouldn't want that gig. That's a tough gig, crowded airports, air traffic controllers, fights on the plane, all the other aggravation. Give them all the money they want. But you know what? Try doing what you used to do. Greet your passengers, your guests, whatever you want to call us suckers, the people paying a fortune. I mentioned it in a previous update. The price of premium seats has gone up 28% in the last quarter because nobody wants to sit in the back of a plane now because it's nothing short of gruesome. So anyway, CBBS, remember that. I created it, the Can't Be Bothered Syndrome. I guarantee you will meet somebody today in some retail service job and you look at him and go, "He's got it. He's got CBBS. He just can't be bothered." There you go. Oh, I'm long today. I better move it along. I always like to talk about the Antarctic. I have good news about the Antarctic. There's a small cruise line called Coral Expeditions, and they've decided now to explore the sub-Antarctic. This is my kind of place. Average temperature between 45 and 60 degrees. I could do that. It's cold, but it's not a polar deep freeze. And it's islands around New Zealand and Australia, actually. And I didn't realize that was that close to the Antarctica. Well, it's not. It's a sub-Antarctic. I've been, to Australia many times, been to Cairns, and I've done all that good stuff. I've been to Thursday Island in Australia. We got there on Friday. Everybody left on Thursday. Nobody there but two drunks and a one-armed koala. You notice I'm not much of a tourist. Now, they will operate in New Zealand and Tasmania. This is a small ship. Carries 72 guests. And the Tasman Sea, if you've never been on it, don't. And finally, I didn't think this was interesting to me, but I thought, maybe we have grandparents and you're thinking about what are we going to do with the grandkids, and I don't drag them to Alaska. Don't torture them with that. Disney Cruise Line has announced that they're adding more characters from the Black Panther Wakanda Forever. It must be a Disney animated movie. They do something called, starting in January, Disney's Marvel Day at Sea. And these are all goofy characters from comic books. It'll be the largest assembly of superheroes and villains from the Marvel Universe. Honestly, if you go on Disney, in my opinion, you're a superhero. And they're all scary, even scary to what Disney charges anymore. According to their press release, Marvel Day at Sea is a single action-packed day at sea aboard a 5-day cruise on the Disney Dream in the Caribbean. And there'll be heroic encounters, stage shows, film and TV screenings, unique merchandise, themed food and beverage offerings, activities for the families, kids. There'll be extra Tylenol for the grandparents. There'll be earplugs for everybody else. There'll be kids running around screaming. There'll be dirty diapers. Oh, cruise of a lifetime. All right, that's today's update on this Tuesday. Again, thank you for all the subscriptions and thank you for the downloads. It's growing better than I ever thought it would. And hopefully in another week or two, it'll be spread out across the podcast universe. And maybe some people will find it interesting and other people go, "He's the most annoying human being I've ever listened to." Have a good Tuesday. I will talk to you tomorrow. We'll be at sea on our way to Guadalupe. Boy, oh boy, I've had that on my bucket list for a while. Have a good one.